Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob. Faisal away today. It means we get to take shots at him all afternoon, and he can't defend himself. I love those days. But we're also joined by Michael Sager, who's decided he would stick around very graciously and help us understand how we're going to take advantage of some of these crazy markets that we're seeing. Michael Sager is he's the vice president of multi-asset and currency at CIBC Asset Management.
Mike, you gave us a good outline on you know what the risks are out there on a macro level right now. Maybe you can give us more of an insight onto where some of the opportunities lie, since your fund has the ability to go to multiple asset classes. Maybe you can give us where you're looking for opportunities right now.
Yeah, absolutely. But just to build on the point that you guys finished up with on the last section, you know, equities are the cornerstone of long-term investment portfolios for us. So, you know, use that as context, that equities are really important in portfolios. But, you know, sometimes we need to think about, do we tactically need to underweight or overweight equities in our multi-asset portfolio while still remaining in the market? So, for instance, at the moment, US large cap equity looks vulnerable to any further surprises in terms of Fed rate increases. It's tech heavy. Tech companies tend to have a very long horizon in terms of the profile of their earnings. And that long profile makes them vulnerable to surprising increases in interest rates. So we're tending to move a little bit away from US large cap, look at other sectors, other markets. So international, including Asia, including Europe in equities, look attractive to us. So that's definitely something we're thinking about, which sectors or which country indexes are most attractive. Canada to us would be one of those attractive country indexes given the composition of that index. So definitely thinking about differentiating between markets and sectors. In the Mars strategy, we think about fixed income a little bit differently. For us, it's all about return per unit of risk, not the total return, because we're allowed to use a little bit of leverage, for example. If you think in those terms, some developed market sovereign bonds are becoming increasingly attractive. Canadian sovereign bonds, for example, is a position that we've started to add, both from a return per risk perspective, but also as a hedge against other parts of the portfolio. So that's a little bit counterintuitive for a traditional balanced portfolio, but it's certainly a good place to hunt within a multi-asset strategy. And then the last point I would make is on commodities. You know, we're talking about a growth slowdown in the context of sticky inflation. Well, commodities are going to do pretty well in that context. So we are long industrial metals, for example, aluminum, copper, zinc. Those markets also have really low inventories, so they're going to get a boost in price from that lack of supply. So good growth, lack of supply, upside for commodities, which are a good inflation hedge. So those would be some of the positions we're thinking about right now.
Michael, we are, of course, doing this interview from Calgary, and one of the commodities, sticking with that sector, that's very important to our city and our province is, of course, oil. Maybe you could give us your take and your team's take on oil.
Yeah, well, obviously, it's had a really good run over the last few months. Again, if you think about inflation hedges, then there are none better than crude oil historically. And I think, again, that it's proving that right now. The challenge for oil going forward is, again, if I go back to supply-demand imbalances within markets, I said that industrial metals have a dearth of supply. We think that the crude oil market is tipping in the other direction, so that we're probably close to the peak in crude oil right now, with some downside to come because of that supply-demand imbalance. So it's not the favorite place for us in our multi-asset strategy on a go-ahead basis.
The sequence in which certain things take place in a recovery, Michael, are important. And we've talked about some of the very volatile moves, say in the bond markets and yields around expectations of what the U.S. Fed or the Bank of Canada is going to do. A lot of that gets priced into the market, or has been priced into the market now. So the question is, going forward from here in a recovery with an earnings profile expected to accelerate for companies, and you said equities are the cornerstone of a portfolio, I'd love to get your thoughts, your insights into what equity markets look like going forward. If the market has accurately priced in now what the Fed's position is going to be going forward, what should investors expect?
Well, I think there's two things to think about there. One is a headwind and one is a tailwind. So on the headwinds, you know, valuations in public equities, like other asset classes, are relatively high. None more so than, you know, US large cap, as I was talking about earlier. So that's a headwind. The tailwind is cyclical growth. Now, there again, we expect to see a slowdown in growth, but to still good rates if we're right, if the Fed and the Bank of Canada successfully land us in that that benign soft landing scenario I talked about. So, you know, that's an okay world for equities as an asset class for the next few years. It's not going to be as good as, for example, the last 12 months. We're looking at mid-single digits, for example, for the Canadian TSX market. To us, that's a reasonable expectation given the headwinds, given the tailwinds, but it also means that you probably want to complement that core equity holding with some other asset classes. And again, in our opinion, that's where a multi-asset strategy comes in.
Michael, if you had to sort of pick one or two areas of the world or an asset class that you felt people should be avoiding right now, what would you look at?
Well, definitely when you think about geopolitical risk, we need to be cognizant of that. So make sure you understand the risks you've got in portfolios. I think it's important to assess what fits in your portfolio, where we are on valuations, and where we are on cyclical tailwinds. Again, if I think about, you know, in some of the bond markets, we're short in the likes of German bunds and Japanese JGBs. We don't like those bond markets. In equities, we're preferring the likes of the Canadian market to the US large cap. So I think it's about shading away from some areas which look relatively expensive and leaning into those better opportunities like Canada on equities right now.
Michael, thank you very much. I'm not sure 20 minutes can do justice to everything that you can share with us, but I think, as always, you've done a pretty good job of bringing some perspective to the market, the current environment, and where some of those opportunities and risks lie. Appreciate your time today.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Okay, we've been joined by Michael Sager, Vice President, Multi-Asset and Currency at CIBC Asset Management. Rob, that's a lot to digest, and it's only part of the story when it comes to planning for retirement, right? Yes, the wealth planning strategies around investment management are important, but tax is important, where you're going to receive your income from, protecting that income stream. All of those elements have to be brought together in a cohesive strategy, and we're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar.
We are. It's a puzzle piece that needs to be unwrapped for each individual person, because it can be very, we need to outline the pitfalls that can happen over 30 years.
Yeah.
Tune in Tuesday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. When markets are going crazy, what's the value of a retirement specialist? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.